Ryan Dungey Washougal. I was just talking to Craig before I came down here, and he's like, dude, Dungey was flying. He goes, in the second moto. And, you know, we all saw the start and the bike problem. Could have been a box today. Really could have been for you.
I think it could have been. You know, it's hard to play the shoulda, coulda, woulda game, but it's okay. You know, I mean, overall, not where we want to be, but, like, how we finished, how the bike setup felt. We made a good progress during the week. Qualified good. Yeah. Got good start. Well, good first moto start. Yeah. And even the second moto, just being able to...
Were you inside or outside?
Was inside.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was inside, and I kind of butchered the start a little bit, too. The gate was pretty hard. But anyway, it was nice because the setup felt good. So I feel like I was able to charge and just make a lot of passes. And when I got up to fourth, tried to make a run in on third for Jason, but ran out of time. And
yeah, you were getting them. You knocked it from 17 to 8 or 7, or was it even closer?
I think it was like a couple seconds in the last.
I walked away on the last lap, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but that, so all in all, like, really positive. Had a little, first moto, it's just a little hiccup, nobody's fault. You know, it's dirt bikes, so... Yeah, it at that point, I just turned a negative into a positive and just try to keep in a good mood and, you know, if anything, a little bit more fresher for the moto. And but in all honesty, I feel like when you go in, when I go into a, like today, I did basically one moto. Yeah. I feel better coming off a moto, going into a moto than being so, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like,
track changes? Are you worried about what's the track look like?
Or? Maybe it's mental, but maybe the first moto, you got the feel, the flow, relax, and kind of like you have one under your belt. But I got a couple laps in, which was okay. So,
well, I was going to ask you if you felt any fresher. I mean, you're in great shape anyways, but I was going to ask you if that actually helped. I don't know.
Not
here, though? Like,
maybe
is this
not
one?
Here. Yeah. Maybe not here because, and it wasn't like that hot either. Yeah. So, I really feel like a day like today, and especially this track, you could put the hammer down the whole time, you know?
Yeah. I was bugging Velo yesterday about you having his number here because we all know. I mean, he won here a couple times, but you beat him a lot. And so what is it about this place? Like, it's nobody's real favorite track. Like, it's fine, like, whatever. Nobody, when I was a mechanic, my guys all hated it, the traction, you know? What is it about this place for you?
I got my first win here, so that was always special. And I think coming back is always you have that good, positive feeling coming here, and so our attitude, and then I think it's kind of fun, honestly. The way you kind of have to position yourself on the track, come out of a turn, get to the left, open it up, fly to the right, like it takes a
road racing.
You kind of have to really, you can't just like come out of the corner and go straight to the next corner. And I actually learned that from Villo, watching him in the 250 days. So a lot of stuff, so I just try to take that. And then a lot of these, even coming down these hills, everybody's outside coming in, and it's like you got this flat line, and you can drive it straight in the inside and brake hard and hook the turn. And I don't know. It's just kind of like those fun things. And
definitely, I don't know how many times you won here, but a shit ton. Yeah, you won a lot.
Yeah, it was good. I definitely didn't help my the win ratio.
Oh yeah, your percent ratio.
So today it probably went a little bit backwards.
This whole season you're taking a knock on it. Yeah. It's gonna on the record books. McGrath said the same thing. When he came back on the Honda, he was telling me he knew his percentage. So yeah, Dungey, you are taking a hit in your stats.
Yeah, and those are just numbers. It's fun to be out here, and I ain't worried about that. But definitely took a hit.
Yeah. Do you have places on this place, on this track, that you prefer to pass on? Do you have places that you're like, okay, I can't do anything from here to here, but I can strike here? I don't know. This place always seems tough to pass.
Yeah, there's a couple areas that gets pretty one line. You come do the drop off. It gets, but that was the thing I was kind of proud of today is like, Barsha. I really struggled to get around him at some of the races, and if I couldn't have got around him, my race would have been totally different. And so, but I was able to make the passes, and whether it was Barsha or Kenny or Savachi or Pleasant, like I was able to make the passes happen, which was encouraging because that's where I feel like the bike setup allowed me to ride it harder, pick different lines, get a little bit more creative, where maybe they were kind of stuck to one area fighting stuff. So I don't know. I was really happy with how we made the passes today.
Yeah. Like I said, Craig was like, dude, he was going so fast. So other racers.
Yeah.
Yamahas. You can hear Yamahas.
Oh, man. The first moto behind Chase, and then I knew it was Eli right away because that thing was just like, bah! I was just like, dude, it took me a lap to like All right, okay, yeah. Just that's just the bike. Don't he's not like on your ass, like, you know,
he's not gonna T-bone my leg.
Get out of the way, you know, or something. But so yeah.
Cool. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the break.
Thank you. You too.